7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Roberta Fasanelli. Why didn't we start the hour with the Trace Adkins song? Why are we playing
Yeah,
this?
Rich.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Because everybody would be going, wait a minute, what happened? Where's the Good Day show?
No, they'd be like, oh my God, it's Trace Adkins.
Wait a minute. Can we have Trace record a special Good Day program intro for us?
No pressure or anything. Jennifer, being the big Trace Adkins fan on the crew, does Trace have any songs? Trace, do you have any songs that mention Good Day in them?
I don't know if he does.
I don't think so.
Can you write one for us?
I'm sure everything is possible for
you
a price.
Jump on
right?
that. Yeah.
Crazy Adkins.
My old man used to stay. I remember one time a guy asked him if he has that dog for sale, and all man had everything I owned for sale.
For sale. Trace Adkins, one of country music's most versatile and accomplished entertainers. He's the host of the American Country Awards, third time this year, in fact. Author of A Personal Stand, Observations and Opinions from a Free-Thinking Roughneck. Why was roughneck and redneck? What's the difference between them?
Well, there are a lot of roughnecks that are rednecks, and vice versa. But roughneck is somebody that works on the floor on a drilling rig, and they're the rock stars.
All right, we got to do something about the whatever.
Yeah, Trace, I think Donald connection. Trump has hacked your phone and he's trying to infiltrate this interview.
We have not got a good connection, so we're going to work on that in a moment. We're having a conversation with Trace Adkins, who, by the way, if you go to DougSteffen.com, I think we have a free download and a poster, download of his new song, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, all you have to do is click under guests. You'll see Trace Adkins' face. You click on that, it'll take you right through the free download, or you can get it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right, so we'll figure out how to connect better with Trace in a moment here on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Trying to keep them all warm with a patchwork quilt. That Great Depression ended about 1945. But Grandma lived to be 92.
So we have Trace Adkins with us from the world of country music, member of the Grand Ole Opry, raised on country and gospel music. So, Trace, first started doing radio in the 1960s doing a show in Ohio called the Double T Roundup. And the country, listen to that chuckle, the country that was around then versus the country that's around now, completely different. I guess I don't know in terms of your own roots. A lot of times people who achieve success like you have will point back to somebody who led the way for them. Anybody from that era that I was talking about that made a substantial impact on you as you were coming along?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I grew up, my daddy was and still is a huge country music fan, and that's all that you were allowed to listen to. If you were in the house. So, yeah, I grew up listening to Merle Haggard and George Jones and Buck Owens and all those cats. And so I got my traditional country music influence early on. And then along came those guys like Waylon and Hank Jr. and Don Williams, Ned Bruce, and, you know, and I started morphing into something a little different.
Trace, does it crank you up when you see guys get into the country genre just because it's popular and they couldn't make it in pop or rock or something like that, so they figure they do the crossover?
No. Usually there are artists that go to pop or rock or whatever because they couldn't make it in country.
Yeah, it's very competitive. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
No, you way around. You got that was
No. Dill, you just took a cut at me. So, okay. So I'm going to give you one back.
No, I think you
bring it on, man. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
All right. He didn't think too well. But that's
no,
awesome.
I mean, country is more popular than pop. There's no doubt about
it. At the moment, Jennifer.
No. Mm-hmm. Country, there's nothing wrong there. Country's more popular than pop. Everybody tries to get into country, and they may not make it. But a lot
Trace,
of people try to.
Rich is a rock snob, and so I've been educating him on the beauty of country music with you, with Zach Brown, Toby Keith, you know, all the good ones. And, you know, we're turning him slowly but surely. We're turning him.
Let's see which one of us has more Les Paul and Chet Atkins CDs in their collection.
That's probably true.
All right. So,
you know, I don't listen to a whole lot of music anymore either. I'm one of those snobs that I still think that the greatest music ever produced was produced when I was growing up. I think everybody believes that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there hasn't been any real good rock music done since 1985.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep. Yeah,
and at least what the good music that is out there in rock doesn't get played on the air because it's all.
There haven't been any good concertos performed since Bach and Beethoven. Go back that far.
Well,
maybe not.
Are you how old? Never mind.
I know. Stop talking about your childhood, Doug. Jeez.
I know.
All right. So
I can't even relate to that. I don't
from now until October 8th.
Who are these people you speak of?
Can you imagine a country song based on a Beethoven symphony or something? That would be actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Idea for you, Trace.
So I'm curious about the message behind the new song Tough People Do. I like that. What is it, Tough Times Don't Last, Tough People Do.
Mm-hmm.
Where's this come from?
I try to remind people that this is who we are. This is in our DNA. We have survived much tougher times than what we're facing right now.
Yeah.
A civil war, a Great Depression, two world wars. I mean, we really, and it not even, I don't even think my parents' generation have sacrificed the way the people that this song refers back to sacrifice, like during the Great Depression or in the Civil War, or even World War II when there was rationing and all that going on. And, people really had to make sacrifices, real sacrifices.
People have little reference because they've been sheltered or just kept from getting the information. School systems and educational process is so weak today, it's really hard to learn the facts about what happened to our forefathers.
And it's still really hard to impress upon someone to try to relate to them in a way that makes it very almost palpable to them. You know, it's hard. It's hard to do that, and I understand that. You know, and you can tell a kid all day long, you know, how tough it was for another generation of Americans, but you know, they'll just tap something else into their iPhone and look at you and nod, you know.
Trace,
you're doing something cool. I'm sorry, Doug, but Trace is doing something kind of cool that I want you guys to know about. You're bringing up like local heroes as you're traveling around the country, aren't you now on tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're working with GAC, Great American Country Network, and we have a show called Great American Heroes, and over this past year, as I was touring, we would come into a town, and we had an advance team that would go in and find these people, and then I would come into town, do the show, and I would hang out for a day with these folks and see what they were doing, And we found these people, you know, and they're still out there in this country. There are still people out there that are doing selfless things every day. They wake up in the morning, and the first, I swear, these people's first thought is, how am I going to go help somebody else today? And that's, these are the people that we found 30 of these over the past summer and put them on television, because these, they're not doing what they're doing for a pat on the back or notoriety, but I think somebody should give them a pat on the back. And yeah. So that's what we did. Thanks.
We're all
thanks
here to, I think we're cool. All here to help, and that's an important thing. A lot of people don't necessarily get that all the time, but we are, that's my philosophy of life anyway. We're all here to help. So here's what we're doing at Good Day. You can get a free download of Tough People Do and a PDF poster. Click on DougStephan.com. Go to the guest page or the guest list. And that's, I think, right beneath the headlines from today's show.
Yeah.
Click on that. Trace Adkins, the link comes up there. And you'll be able to get a copy of Tough People Do and a poster. Very, very cool. This is, again, sort of an interesting way to get to the reality of music promotion today, Trace, isn't it? Because you were talking earlier about the writing of music and when the good stuff was being produced. It's tougher today because the system has changed so much. Isn't that it, really? Somebody like you that's on television, been in movies, people know who you are, but somebody good coming along has got a tough road to hoe.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I got a record contract in 1996, and I can honestly say that over these last 17 or 18 years, this industry has just, I wouldn't even, it's, except for the way it sounds, I wouldn't even hardly recognize it if I was coming along today. It's, it's completely
in
changed.
Some ways, do you think it's easier for people to get noticed because of the internet and being able to upload to iTunes or wherever it is?
You know, that's a tough question to answer because, the theater has become much more crowded.
It certainly has.
You know, everybody that has a computer can put a CD out.
Yeah. Yeah, like a YouTube. So Justin Bieber.
Producer of a television show or a producer of a regular, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what you do. I've just done it myself, so I know it can be done. If I can do it, you can do it. Careful,
put
Jennifer.
It next to your Bach concerto.
Right. All right, so headlines from today's show in the middle of the homepage of DougStephan.com in the Good Day box. You'll see the guests there. Trace Adkins' picture is there. You click on that, and you find how you can download the new song and also get the poster that's there.
All right, and before, Trace, before you leave, I'm doing my Christmas shopping today. And today I'm going to get Jennifer's gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
And it's
free.
Can you go ahead and repeat after me, please? Hi, this is Trace. Jennifer is not here right now, but please leave a message.
Shut up.
And she'll get back to you right after the beep.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is Trace. Jennifer is busy. She'll be back with you after the beep.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you my undying love is yours now and forever?
Perfect. All right.
So going on my voicemail right now.
Trace Adkins. Tough People Do, the name of the new song. Great to have you back, Trace. Thanks very much for being here on Good Day and continued success. Yes, sir. Our pleasure as well. 21 after on Good Day.
This just being from the old red, white, and blue.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Roberta.
Can anybody even breathe right now?
Oh, stop.
She's all.
You're so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Can you play it again, Rich?
See, I just stayed quiet to let you have all the time.
Busy. She'll get back with you after the beat.
I am myself all day.
Calm down, everybody's. Maybe,
I love that
maybe,
voice.
Jennifer maybe all night busy. Long, too.
Jennifer is busy with me.
All right, so what's under the suit?
He thinks we're live.
Calm down, Jennifer. Okay, you know how Google has Google Street Views where you can, like, literally just put in any address and it'll zoom in on it and it'll show you the street. And
I can see your house, right, yeah.
I can see your house from my Google. Well, they're launching a brand new one, and they actually launched it yesterday. And what they're doing is they're bringing Google Maps now under the sea. And it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You know, I'm an avid scuba diver. I mean, it's the one thing in the world I love to do more than anything else is scuba dive. And they've started with the Great Barrier Reef, and the pictures are amazing.
It's funny because I was just hearing a story the other day about how we have whatever percentage of the surface of the Earth mapped, but we only have like half of 1% of the ocean mapped. We know of X amount of species that live above ground, and maybe 40 or 50% of the species that live in the water.
We have no idea what's down in those trenches and in the vents, and
we have mapped stars better than we have mapped the ocean.
Yep. Well, now they're doing the Great Barrier Reef. They've got some reefs in the Philippines, some reefs in Hawaii. And one of the reasons why they're doing it is because the coral reefs all around the world are dying. And they're dying at a very, very alarming rate. And if things go on, keep going on the way they do, we could easily wipe out coral reefs. And if you wipe out coral reefs, you basically wipe out a great deal of life in the sea. And if you wipe out a great deal of life in the sea, ain't going to be too good for us here. So they're really working hard to get it. They're working with the Caitlin Seaview Survey.
Who's they?
Google Maps.
Okay.
Working with the survey. And they're going anywhere from 30 feet to about 300 feet because 90% of the Great Barrier Reef is under 30 feet of under 30 meters of water, which would be about 90 feet. So most of the reef, 90% of the reef is like 100 feet down and more. So they're really trying to get this this whole thing launched. But you have to see these pictures, Doug. They are amazing.
Yeah.
And they're 360 views. You can get
cool.
The way they do on the street, you know how you can do the 360 view of the street.
Yeah,
they do the 360 view underwater. And if you're not a scuba diver, which most people are not, or you've never really experienced being underwater like that, it's so realistic. It's amazing. It truly is amazing. I was just blown away by it.
Yeah, so now you don't need to go scuba diving.
Oh no! My next trip. I already booked my next trip. It's in February. I'm going down to Roatan, Honduras.
You know, every once in a while, I get sent a group of pictures by some of my friends. You know, doing this, I have lots of people that I'm exposed to all around the country and all around the world. And every once in a while, there's this catalog, and I've sent them, sometimes we actually have posted them at DougStephan.com, but the most amazing pictures, often of animal life or aquatic life, but the pictures are so pristine, so clear, so...
I know, right?
It really is amazing how such a wonderful job can be done, and it can be duplicated the way that it is.
The new iPhone has this panoramic feature on the camera. Mm-hmm. And so let's say you're trying to take a picture of a mountain range. You kind of stand to the left, hit the shutter button, and then slowly pan to the right,
yeah.
And then hit the shutter button again. And it creates this whole big stitch-together picture. It's amazing what you can do with cameras today.
Cool stuff. We continue with more cool stuff on Good Day. This is a Beyond Good Day at 28 past the hour.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt, stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stephan.com. Find out all kinds of things today, including the deals from the Queen of Cheap. That is Roberta Fascinelli, who wears a number of hats here. I'm not sure what her story is, but see, I'm not supposed to know what the stories are. This is Beyond Good Day with Roberta and Jennifer. Rich, stories that are important. Oftentimes we have important people here. Not that we aren't all important ourselves. I guess it depends on your definition. For Jennifer, Trace Adkins is an important guy.
All I can hear from the rest of you right now is wonk, 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 wonk.
Wonk, 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 wonk. Dun, 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 dun. So, Roberta, you have something up your sleeve that would resemble a story, I'm guessing.
I already gave you my story.
No, Roberta, that's right, too. That was the one we just
that
did.
That was the one about
apparently
the
you were excited.
Google Maps doing underwater, mapping the reefs.
I was still in it.
I can go.
I was still in it.
I'm ready.
Jennifer's ready. All right, she's ready. She'll probably take the rest of the half hour. Richie with hers. All right, go ahead, baby.
I'm trying to be a
baby
professional.
Cakes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to be a professional when all I want to do is squeal like a schoolgirl. For those of you that missed it, Trace Adkins just recorded a voicemail message for me, and I think I made him laugh like three times. Okay.
And I made him mad.
Yeah. You did, but I defended him.
You are so funny.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, like you wouldn't be like that if Bruce recorded your voicemail. You'd be giddy like this.
Oh, I would be giddy. Absolutely. I would be.
So there you go. Trace is like my fave. Okay, so have you guys... this story is not a funny story, but yet it's so terrible that you just kind of have to laugh. So these two soldiers, I don't know if you heard about this, two soldiers sitting back, drinking, watching football.
Drinking.
Smoking, drinking, and watching football. And one of them got the hiccups, okay? And I guess it was a little annoying. And he couldn't get rid of them. And these two guys were trying to figure out all sorts of ways to get rid of this guy's hiccups. So one of the most common cures to get rid of hiccups is to scare somebody, right? So his soldier buddy decided to try to scare the other soldier out of the hiccups and shot him in the face.
Right.
When he did this. Guy with the hiccups is dead.
He doesn't have the
good news, he doesn't have the hiccups anymore.
Hey.
Perfect.
One way of doing it.
Yeah, but the guy had hiccups. The suspect pulls out a gun, scares him in order to stop the hiccups, and the gun accidentally discharged, leaving the other man dead. So now this guy's been put in jail. And
yeah, like for manslaughter or something, right?
Well, because he handled it in an unsafe manner, so it was whatever that law is, and then, yeah, so,
there you go. How do people know?
Fort Hood, by the way, is where this was.
Here's what I always ask when it comes to things like this, whether they say ignorance of the law is no excuse, But how do you know, this is in a civilized society, I suppose there are some things that you look at and say, okay, that's understandable. But sometimes there are things that people are either arrested for or they have problems with that you would never, here's the guy from the health department who shows up, and according to our code 9342, paragraph A, subsection B, you have violated the rules of the county by allowing rocks to be on your driveway.
Huh?
Well, you know what I'm saying. There are all these rules, regulations, pages upon pages, books upon books of regulations that are passed on the local level, state level, federal level. How in the name of heaven are you supposed to know or be up to date on any or all of these regulations? The expectation is that you're supposed to know them all, and you don't know any of them.
Okay, but here's a rule that's always good. Never point a gun at somebody's face unless you're intending to use it. That's a rule that's always smart.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, in general, the way that people somehow get into these problems. I mean, this is stupid. But he did
it on purpose.
He didn't get it. You know, so
did he kill the guy because he wanted to? Yell boo at somebody? You don't point a gun in their face, especially if it's loaded.
Yeah, right?
But again, does he go to jail for being stupid? Is that what happens? Because that's what he's stupid.
Most people that are in jail are in jail for doing something stupid, be it intentional or not.
All right, so then the whole discussion ought to be whether or not there should be a separate place for stupid people versus the real crooks.
Right. What about drunk driving and you kill somebody? Stupid.
Yeah. Are you supposed to be in the same jail with hardened criminals who have murdered, raped, done whatever?
Which jail are you in? I'm in stupid jail.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, isn't that something to consider in a civilized society? Do we have the same? It's like the old debtor prisons.
Okay, so we have the hardcore prisons.
Yeah.
For the murderers, the rapists, stuff like that.
Mm.
Child molesters.
It's called Walpole State in Massachusetts.
Right. And then we have the debtor's prison, which is the people who do all the blue-collar
and
white-collar crimes.
But wait a minute. Why do you put those people in jail? How do they pay off the debt if they're in jail?
Yeah, I put them to work so they can pay off the debt.
But sure. Bernie Madoff shouldn't be in jail.
We take Bernie Madoff and let him manage a McDonald's to help him pay back. You don't think he'd figure out a way to rip off that McDonald's for a couple of million bucks? Come on now.
Come on, being hamburgers.
Or at least some chicken nuggets.
Smuggling fries. I'm embezzling chicken McNuggets.
Hey, kid, I'll tell you what. You give me your paycheck every week, and I'll make you a millionaire in 6 weeks. What do you think?
Yeah. You don't put them in a McDonald's, but you put them for minimum wage out cleaning the street or something. Right? But and you take all his money away from him, not just some of his money away from him. It's foolish. We have a very vindictive, uninformed, and backward system of justice in this country, and it's all about money, too. It's all about money. Who buys the best lawyers, who has access to the best defense, movies, television shows galore, all written books, in fact, about this same story. It is a travesty. Outrageous. All right, anyway, I'm just sort of whacking. I get waxing philosophical when it comes to this sort of thing, because there doesn't seem to be any rhyme, reason, or common sense to the system. But I know somebody has lots of common sense. His name is Rich McFadden.
Tons.
He's here on Good Day, and he has a story about his son's black eye.
Oh, no, that's I have a better story than that. But I'll tell you how I got the black eye.
You got it?
I have a black eye.
Oh, I thought it was your son's black eye.
No, I have a black
eye. You have a black eye?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was your son.
I sent Jennifer a picture yesterday.
You didn't send it. Why don't we put it up on the website?
I don't know about that.
It's a shiner.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good shiner.
You know, it pointed out a difference for me, that women walking around with black eyes, such a different case. They're like, what happened to you? And when men walk around with black eyes,
dude,
what'd you do? What'd the other guy look like?
That's like women. The idea of men and women and all of the silly conquests and things. Let's talk about the Purple Heart Service Foundation for a second. Did I just become a New Englander? The Purple Heart. Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services, a lot of programs for a lot of veterans. These people have served and protected our country. They deserve good programs. They deserve to be helped when it comes to anything they could run into for trouble. And you want to get an education, job training, that sort of thing? They'll help you as well if you're a veteran. Here's the pitch, though. To help as many veterans as they are, the Purple Heart Service Foundation needs donations. So, Got a car, got a boat. What else could you have, Richie, conceivably, that would be, you may have...
Motorcycles, campers.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I got a couple of campers. I'd love to get rid of them.
Sure. I mean, if they have value, if it's just junk, take it to the junkyard. But if it's got value,
they have
you want to do something
junky.
Good with it.
I got it. It's got a $3,000 air conditioning unit on the top of it.
There you go.
All right, so the donations are 100% tax deductible. That's first. Second, you're helping somebody. Actually, it should be you're helping somebody first, and then you're getting the deduction. Here's how you donate money or vehicles, whatever. Dial 877-743-1631. 877-743-1631. Use cash, credit card, these gifts from various sources, the books. I saw somebody had a great book collection. They gave it to a charity like this. What a great idea. One of those Marvel comic collections. Mm. Man, imagine how much that would help out a group like this. Check it out, 877-743-1631.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberin. Amberin is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who serve to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631.
Hey fans, Hexagon is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Hexagon presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I was trying to get Dad to listen to me. He only wanted to hear you go on and on about football.
Well, that's because I'm his favorite.
What? You are not Dad's favorite, Axel.
Okay.
Nobody is anybody's favorite. Parents don't have favorite kids.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a favorite everything. What's your favorite fruit?
Banana.
Favorite group?
One Direction.
Favorite movie?
Fiddler on the Roof. You haven't seen it yet. Yeah, but I have a really good feeling about it.
See? You think parents don't have a favorite kid? Everybody has a favorite everything, and in this family, the favorite kid is me.
So that's from the middle, where last night they talked about who the favorite kid is, and the dad actually came out and admitted that the oldest son was the favorite kid. So this is a conversation that is going all over the place this week as a Canadian father who is a radio host and a blogger admitted that he likes one of his kids better than the other.
You know you all do.
Because they have more in common. And that's the question, Jennifer. He says, I love them both the same, but I just have more in common and I do more stuff with this one, so I like him better.
See, that's why I'm an only child, because then I can get a monopoly. I have a monopoly on everybody.
So, Doug, I mean, we'll start with you.
That's really outrageous.
Do you have a
favorite kid? I know your answer.
No, I would tell you that over the years, it's sort of been back and forth, and I don't mean that in any long period of time, but I can remember a few times when Brendan was small, he was so cuddly and so adorable, and Megan was a nix-nooks, that I'm sure I didn't feel it, that you know, I love more one more than the other, but he was more a focus of my attention, I would tell
a
you
daddy's
that.
Boy, and she pushed
right.
back.
Right, and then
see, I think Megan still is. I mean, I think Megan's your little girl.
Well, Megan is my little girl. There's no question.
But I think
that
Brendan, you and Brendan, you see Brendan as your pal. He's your buddy.
Well, Brendan is. Brendan and I have a very interesting relationship, and it is based on him being him. One of the things that I love about my children is that they are both understanding of their father, and they also know sort of because of the relationship with each other, in a sense. They're well grounded in who their mother was and who their father was. They have no delusions about perfection. They have no delusions about us not making mistakes, and therefore it may have made them better at understanding the things they needed to do or watch as people growing up. I there is nobody whose company I enjoy better than my two children in terms of how I see my life and see the world, because they know me so well. Having said that, sometimes I don't want them to know me too well, but they do. And there have been some incidents lately where they have really gotten to the quick of things that I did that were not too smart.
Because they can call you on your boo-boo,
Yeah, exactly. And I take it from them because they mean it with love. And so, you know, that's kind of what there's nothing about life for the two of them that I don't treat them now.
But that's not answering the question.
What's the question? I answered it earlier on.
Yeah, Brendan's your favorite.
No, not at all. Brendan had at times been my favorite, and Megan at times had been my favorite.
So Megan's your favorite, then.
Oh,
yeah, all right, Roberta. Roberta, I think I know your
answer. Do I have to answer this question?
Yeah, Elaine
we already
is,
know you like Victoria better.
Victoria's your favorite. Elaine is a pain in the butt. You love them both the same. No
I
doubt.
Love them both equally, but certainly, you know, I think you tend to favor the kid that's easiest and the kid that's more like you. I think that's a natural and normal thing. I mean, if you've got a kid who's always complaining and crying and calling up and screaming, how are you going to feel? But if you have a kid who is very much like you in temperament and personality, then that's the one you tend to gravitate to. It doesn't mean that you don't love them equally, but I think the question is whose company do you prefer? If you had to pick one to go out to dinner with, who would you pick?
See, and back to what Doug was saying, for me, my kids offer me two different, I don't know, places to be, I guess. With Sean, we go skateboarding, mountain biking, play baseball, and I love that.
He's your buddy.
It's totally fun. Great time. I enjoy it. With Juliana, I will take her out to dinner, and she will just crack me up.
Yep.
She is hysterical. And so it's these two totally different things, and I love them. Now, I absolutely love playing and doing the things with Sean that we do. And that's a different, I mean, I'm enjoying myself. But I enjoy my time with Juliana, even though it's not something that I would pick to do, go shopping at
so
the
So bottom line, who's your favorite, Rich?
No, I enjoy them both.
Come on.
You are. You're my favorite child.
Oh, boy.
No.
Where's Trace?
Howard.
We need him.
Howard.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you. Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Money Pit. Tom Kreis is not here.
Because I am filling in.
Oh, because you're going to be. All right, excuse me. Jennifer Horn gives us some simple home remedy suggestions. She may actually be able to start her own program to compete with the Money Pit. And we'll get to those ideas in just a second.
Yeah.
Before we go there, I'm reminded.
It's a rhyme with Pit. Very applicable to me.
Right. So speaking of that, several high-ranking staffers for Senator Scott Brown, who is running a fairly tight race. He's a Republican who took Ted Kennedy's seat in an election years ago, and he's up for re-election this year. And he's probably going to win, but it's going to be close, although if he keeps things like this happen, one will wonder. A couple of his staffers were caught on video at a rally this week chanting Indian war whoops. And making tomahawk
than being
chops.
It's annoying.
Well, the deputy chief of staff, here's the thing. The reason they were doing it is because the woman running against Scott Brown's woman named Elizabeth Warren, who has, she apparently claimed Indian heritage to secure some pretty good jobs in academia. If you look at her, she's about as Indian as Jennifer.
As me?
Yeah, just about.
How?
And so anyway, Brown said he didn't condone the actions, yada, yada, yada. But he said the real offense is that Warren said she was if she is Native American, why does she check her box? I mean, in the box of the application.
Isn't all it takes, though, is just a certain percentage,
yeah,
like 5%?
She didn't even have that. Anyway. She was, when she went to law school, she checked that she was Indian American in the, Native American. And then when she got her law degree, she changed her, status back to white.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's too shady.
That's what I thought. Okay, anyway, so that's why. Maybe
what's even worse is that that's how we judge people is by what box they pick on the race category.
All right, we've got some suggestions on home remedying. Advice from Jennifer coming right up here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You're kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Hurry! End of summer clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
All right, now Jennifer Horn is here with some simple home remedies. Now, this is not necessarily home building as much as things that you can do to
do-it-yourself tips.
Yeah, do-it-yourself to fix yourself. All right, go ahead.
Simple home remedies. All right, let's start with number one. This is a problem that plagues all of us. When you're in the kitchen and you're slicing vegetables and, you know, you don't want to cut yourself. So my tip is when you want to avoid cutting yourself when slicing vegetables, you get someone else to hold the vegetables while you chop.
Number two.
That's tip number one.
Yeah.
All right, now tip number two, you can avoid arguments with your wife, guys, by, you know, about leaving the toilet seat up. Just use the sink. Makes it all better.
Number three.
For high blood pressure sufferers, simply cut yourself and bleed for a few minutes, thus reducing the pressure on your veins. Remember to use a timer. You don't want to go overboard with that.
Well, they could cut vegetables then or be the person who holds them.
Yeah. Number four. A mousetrap placed on top of your alarm clock will prevent you from rolling over and going back to sleep after you hit the snooze button.
especially those sticky ones.
Number five.
If you have a bad cough, take a large dose of laxatives, then you'll be afraid to cough.
All right. Simple home remedies. Thank you very much. Tom Kreitler, certainly after hearing that, we'll be back next week to bring you back up to date. The Money Pit replacement was Jennifer Horn here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.